Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Martin Batella. How are you doing this fine day, Martin?
It's a glorious day, Scott.
Great.
We get to talk about things that I'm excited about, or things I care about deeply, and
nothing gets better than that, does it?
Yeah, and I even pretend to know a bit about it.
You're too modest. You're a walking encyclopedia, Martin. Plus, it's also you have a whole bunch of experience based on, or knowledge based on your own experience. It's not just like book knowledge that that many people have. You've lived all of this stuff.
That's right, actually. I've tested it on myself. I've searched and I've plugged it in.
Yeah,
I've handled it.
Yes. That's cool. So we're continuing our health education series. And if you want to know where we are and the process we're going through, if you go to our website, life-enthusiast.com, and click on health education, you'll see a whole list. And we've talked about cleansing and nutrition and pH balancing and vibrational healing. And last week we talked about algae. And this week we're going to be talking a little bit about amino acids. And I think, Martin, you know, the best place to start is, what's an amino acid?
Right.
For those of us that don't know.
Okay. Amino acid is the basic building block of all life. Mm. If you think of it this way, proteins are the structures that all living things on this planet use.
So there's
a protein. There's a protein for everything.
Like our body tissue, our skin, our nails, our hair, our blood, our bones, all those sorts of things?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
There's a protein for everything. There's a particular protein called cholecalciferol, whose job is to take calcium out of the bone. And then there's I hope I'm remembering the Latin name correctly. There's the opposite, similar protein that takes the calcium back into the bone.
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask me to say that name.
So there are all these different proteins.
So there's about 20 different proteins, right?
No. There are 100,000 different proteins in the body. And these proteins are built from amino acids.
Okay. And there's about 20 amino acids.
Right.
I knew there was 20-something. I just got it mixed up.
You've got it right. And out of the 20 amino acids, there are half of them are not manufactured inside of your body. You actually have to ingest them.
To eat something that has those in our body or else we're in trouble.
Yeah, you have to acquire them almost daily or else you just won't last very long.
So the balance of the amino acids in our body is really important then.
That's right.
Because if we don't have enough, we have a real problem. Sometimes if we have too much, we have a real problem too.
Yes.
Okay, so how do the amino acids help our body to heal?
Well, they're the building blocks of everything. So you need to have the amino acids so that they can be used in the building of proteins, because the proteins carry out all of the actions. You know, there's a protein that opens up the door in your cell that will allow a molecule of water to pass into the cell, or a molecule of something else, like some kind of a nutrient or toxin, to pass out of the cell. Everything is keyed to proteins. And so if you have a deficiency of a particular amino acid, let's just say that the aminos are like letters in the alphabet. There are about 26 of those, and the essential aminos would be like the vowels.
So if you're missing an E, you're really going to have a problem spelling words.
That's right. Or if you only have a quarter of the E's that you need for talking, so every third word is going to be missing the E's that you need to have there.
Mm.
Pretty soon you're going to be stuttering badly.
Right, right.
And it's that important and it's that basic. Now, here's what happens in the body. If you have toxicity in the body, the disassembly of proteins stops working correctly. Let's just say that you have ingested a piece of chicken and you now need to take it apart. The chicken proteins are not human proteins. You need to actually digest it. And in the process of digestion, you need to snip up the proteins into the individual amino acids. They need to become free-form amino acids. Then they will pass through the intestinal villi into your bloodstream and be taken to your liver, where they will be recombined into the proteins that you require.
Okay.
So let's just say that your digestive system is somehow messed up with toxicity or candida or something like that.
Or you didn't chew it very much.
Well, yeah, that doesn't help.
Like,
but anyway, so underdigested bits of proteins are getting into your bloodstream. Now you have, I don't know what language I'd pick, Swahili, coming into your bloodstream, and you only speak English. Your body completely freaks out. What's this doing here? And it starts attacking it.
Right.
And that's the basis of allergies.
Oh, I see. So people who have a lot of allergies, they really need to look at how they're getting their protein.
Well, it's a complex issue. You have the digestion that needs to take it apart, and you need to have the membrane, which is the villi in the small intestine, that need to filter out the underdigested bits. And if you're passing incompletely digested bits of protein into the body, or if you're inhaling them, because these are the pollens that are flying in and they're coming in through your nose, or if you're just getting them in your eyes, you know, all of a sudden these proteins are causing all this trouble on the surface.
Right.
And now what do we do? The only thing that you can do here is get your free form amino acids into your body, because your body is not disassembling the aminos correctly.
Right.
And this is the big deal. This is what we advertise on our website. We don't advertise any amino acids. We're advertising the Platinum Plus amino acids by Dr. Vickery, Supernutrient Corporation, because that is an amino acid that is in the correct balance, in the correct form, with the correct cofactors present. It's not enough that you have the amino acids in some long list. You know, like this is the classic, what you get in the in a typical health food store. You have a label that says, we have all of the amino acids. And then you look at the label and it says, 500 milligrams of this, 500 of each one of them is 500 milligrams on the whole label.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, that's the most ridiculous formula.
Right, because that's not the way it works in the body.
Right. The second thing is, what you need to have is cofactors that make it actually work. Cofactors that are necessary to be present. It's like you probably know the word catalyst.
Yes.
Catalyst needs to be present for a reaction or transaction to take place. It's not consumed in the transaction, but it needs to be there. If it's not there, the transaction doesn't happen.
Right, right. So we need that for it to happen, because otherwise you could have all these amino acids, but they just don't work.
Yeah, it's sort of like some metaphor to come up with.
Well, it's like you've got gas and you've got an engine, but you don't have a battery.
Right. No battery or no spark plugs. It's
right.
Not going to happen.
It's not nothing. It doesn't matter how good the gas is or how clean the engine is or how good the oil is. If you don't have the spark plug, nothing's going to happen, right?
That's correct. So in this case, you need to have molybdenum, which is a trace mineral, and sulfur, which needs to be there in larger quantity. The natural form of sulfur is MSM. We use the MSM in that formula. So there, if you have a dysfunction in your body, such as, say, fibromyalgia or rheumatoid arthritis or those type of conditions, you need to take a good look at the digestive system and how the amino acids function within it.
So one of the things, too, when we're talking about amino acids and where you get them, I understand that hemp is a good source of it.
Right. So now we're going back to where you get those proteins that you will disassemble into individual amino acids and what sort of ratios of things are present in the protein and how easily your body can take it apart so it can get the aminos out of it. So there are some more difficult to digest proteins and some easier to digest proteins, and hemp would be definitely on the right side of the fence. It's easy to digest and it has excellent ratios of the amino acids present in its proteins, and also it is readily available.
So the body can use it and absorb it.
That's right. Now here's an interesting bit. When you cook food, you wreck the proteins. Okay? Coagulation, it's called. So you can watch it in an egg as you first throw it in, you know, in the frying pan. It's all runny and jiggly and readily absorbable. And then when you cook it, you've actually coagulated the proteins. You've actually wrecked them.
Wow. So that's why you'll see a lot of... I remember in Rocky, he put like 3 or 4 eggs and the thing stirred it up and drank them.
That's right, yeah. They need to be raw if you want to get the full nutrition out of it. Hard to swallow because we're so culturally accustomed to eating things cooked.
Right.
But you know, when we were hunters and gatherers and all that, when we came upon a nest of eggs, we didn't wait to build a fire. We just cracked it and sucked it just right there on the spot.
Which, is, of course, is what a lot of animals do.
That's right. Yeah, you don't see the dogs or coyotes who find a nest of eggs to first build a fire before they suck those eggs.
All right.
So that's a big issue, you know. The ability to get the amino acids out of the protein is strongly affected by the fact whether the protein is still raw or if it's been coagulated by cooking.
Right, if it's been cooked, if you're pretty well cooked too.
Yes, that's why you need the good sources such as the hemp proteins. So, good question. What can you do with it and why do you want it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a broken digestive system that does not disassemble the proteins correctly, you will develop all kinds of physical problems because these are the basic building blocks in your body. So when your body receives proper and easily absorbed nutrition, it can naturally heal and maintain vital health from within. You can tell I was reading that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sentence written by Dr. Vickery, who's been... he taught me so much about all of this. He's a chiropractor with 40 years of practice. And he's... the way he got into this is... he was a good mechanic. He knew he could adjust people correctly. But 2 or 3 days later, after the adjustment, people would come back saying, well, I've lost the adjustment. I'm not holding.
Right.
So he went researching what's going on, and he was able to identify this particular problem, which is a nutritional deficiency. If you don't get free-form amino acids through your whatever you're eating into your body, your discs will become weaker. And as they become weaker, they lose the ability to hold their shape. It's very much like a... underinflated tire in an automobile.
Okay, right.
So it becomes kind of sloppy and wobbly. And that's what happens to the discs that are separating your vertebrae in your spine. So instead of holding shape correctly, they become unable to hold it together. Now you have back problems. It's typically low back pain is where it starts.
Interesting.
So many people who are suffering with back pain are actually suffering with it because of nutritional deficiencies.
Well, I bet that surprises a lot of our listeners.
Yes, it should.
Yeah, because I think most of us think, oh, I need to exercise or do this and do that. It all can all help, of course, but I don't know that we would think, oh, I've got a nutritional deficiency, so now I've got this pain.
Right.
And actually, speaking of pain, I was just noticing a letter that somebody wrote Dr. Vickery about that, and I'd like to take a second and just share it with our listeners, if that's okay with you, Martin.
Sure.
Dear Dr. Vickery, I'm writing this letter to thank you for helping me get my life back. I have suffered from fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue for over 10 years. I'd given up hope of ever having a normal life or ever being healthy again. I knew I would never be a whole individual, in quotes, again. Last year, during an unusually painful episode where I had already been totally disabled for over a month, I was fortunate enough to meet you. You tested me and told me I was full of all kinds of infections and diseases, and then told me not to worry. You put me on a diet, gave me Platinum Plus, and told me that I would feel better in a few days. I must admit my husband and I were very skeptical, but the price of these items were nothing compared to the amount of money we'd already spent trying to stop my pain and give me some kind of life. 2 days later, I woke up and said, I think I'll put some clothes on. My pain was so severe before that, I could not wear clothes. Then I went for a ride in the car. Then I decided to tidy up my house. And 4 days later, I cleaned my home from top to bottom. I've been going like bank gangbusters ever since. I've been on Platinum Plus for 6 months now. This summer has been wonderful. My husband and I are doing primitive camping in the mountains. Just imagine someone with fibromyalgia going camping in the mountains, eh? I have been whitewater rafting twice. I drove across the country by myself to see my family. The freedom I have experienced this summer has been a prayer answered. I am keeping myself busy this winter by caring for my 4-year-old grandson. I know it is difficult to believe in anyone or anything when we suffer from this horrendous connective tissue disorder, lupus. Many times in my life I wanted to call it quits. Thank God I didn't. I hope this letter will help encourage anyone who suffers from this disease, fibromyalgia, to try Dr. Vickery's treatment. If you're like me, it will give you your life back. Sincerely, Patricia L. Drabb. I thought that was a really nice letter she wrote.
Yes. Imagine what sort of change in her life this has been, right?
Mm-hmm. To be able to be in so much pain you couldn't even put on your clothes, to happily cleaning your house top to bottom. That's a huge, huge change.
I tell you. And that's precisely the sort of thing that happens, because when your body is unable to produce the proteins, it's actually unable to deal with just about any living function that it needs to carry out.
And then it just gets worse and worse and worse, and then we realize one day that we're in this tremendous pain.
Yes. So, okay, so to wrap it up with amino acids, how does it all tie back together? You need to ingest proteins, because proteins are the building blocks of life, but before you can use them, you actually need to have your digestive system take them apart from the digestive or nutritional sources that you brought them in from.
Right.
So if your digestive system is somehow broken, typically through metal toxicity or something of that sort, you will have a deficit in the proper free-form amino acids. The only way out of here is to supplement the free-form amino acids. There's no supplementing an amino acid supplement, or I should say a protein supplement. You know, like you can't get a bottle of whey protein and say, well, there are amino acids in it. You actually need to get free-form branched chain amino acids in the proper ratios with the cofactors, or else it's not going to happen. So they are not all made equal.
Right. So how do you recommend someone get their protein or get their amino acids?
Well, if you're healthy, you know, if you're in good shape, you want to get proteins, of course, that are uncooked. They have to be uncoagulated. So hemp protein is great, but you know, there's protein in everything. I mean, there's protein in lettuce. There's protein in steak and everything else of that sort. So keep on eating. But the more raw you eat, the better chance you have of getting the right stuff.
Mm, okay.
If your digestive system's already broken, well, there's no way out of that without getting a leg up with free-form amino acids. And thank God Vickery figured it out. He patented the formula. And it can be had.
And so how would you get that?
Well, we're one of the few distributors of this product. Mainstream medicine continues to ignore Vickery for some reason. I don't know why.
So somebody could go to our website, www.life-enthusiast.com, and pick up a bottle, right?
That's right. Go to health education, click on amino acids, and figure it out. Or just go straight to the shopping cart, because you just already understand what a great thing it is based on this podcast.
So that would be like Platinum Plus Amino Acids?
That is the one. One bottle a month, and that's all it takes.
Awesome. Great. So if somebody wanted to talk to you more about amino acids or any other health issues that they may have, Martin, how could they get a hold of you?
Easy enough. Call us, 1-866-543-3388, or the phone that rings on my desk is 775-299-4661.
And there's lots of great information on our website, which is, as I said earlier, www.life-enthusiast.com. And if this podcast has had some interesting information for you and you want to listen to more, we have over 80 of them on our podcast site at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And there's also a link on the main page to our podcast, so you can go directly from Life Enthusiast Co-op's website to listen to the podcast if you want.
Good idea.
We recommend listening to them over and over and over again, because they're full of great information.
Absolutely. So, dear folks, this is Martin for Life Enthusiast Co-op. For myself and Scott, thank you very much for listening. We are restoring vitality to you and to the planet.